Attention small business owners, if you think robocalls are bad now, well, I've got some really bad news for you. Google is bringing computerized calling to the masses. Want to hear more? Stay tuned. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you are listening to Talking Tech. So get this. Google has this powerful artificial intelligence tool called the Google Assistant, which is used primarily for voice computing as a way to search for things hands-free. This summer, Google is bringing the Assistant to reservations. You'll be able to set up times to visit the barber or hair salon or restaurants by clicking a button in the Assistant smartphone app and having the computer make the direct call for you. Okay, one more time. You're a business owner. The phone rings. You pick it up. And a robot is now asking you to pencil them in for a reservation. Say, dinner at 7? What do you think? Cool? Creepy? The end of civilization? Listen to these examples that Google played at its I.O. conference.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Okay, we have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's her first name?
The first name is Lisa.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
Now, you could argue that reservation systems like OpenTable are already computerized, and that's fine. But I would argue that it's the computer talking to a computer, not a computer posing as a human being. And in the demo, Google did not forewarn the business owner when they answered that they were now speaking to Mr. Robot. Now, I get calls from robots all day long, and I hang up on them immediately. But then, I don't work at a barbershop or restaurant that depends on taking reservations over the phone. Hey, Google, sorry, but I think this sounds just a tad icky. What are your thoughts? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks, everyone, for listening.